Manu Patra alert dated the 17th of July 2018. Supreme Court has said that horrendous acts of mobocracy cannot be tolerated and recommended the center to enact a separate law against lynching and vigilantism. Supreme Court has refused to stay the operation of new amended rules of Union Health Ministry directing manufacturers to have graphic warning images on packets of cigarettes and other tobacco products and helpline numbers for those who wanted to quit the habit. Supreme Court has directed execution of a sale deed for the embattled real estate firm Unitex Land near Bangalore in favor of Devas for 97.69 crore rupees. Supreme Court has declined interference in petition filed by Kerala Union of Working Journalists for opening the media room in High Court of Kerala. Supreme Court, while taking note of a report that over 60,000 people have died due to pollution, has said that people are more important than industries. Kerala High Court has reiterated that consent given by a minor girl for the sexual act is of no legal validity. Delhi High Court has held that to make out a case of infringement by use of trade name, mere similarity or deceptive similarity with the registered trademark is not sufficient, and that there has to be exact use of registered trademark. Madhya Pradesh High Court has issued an interim order directing the State Tax Department to take necessary steps to implement the notification abolishing checkposts in the state as Goods and Services Tax, GST, has implemented. Hyderabad Bench of Income Tax Appellate Tribunal, ITAT, has held that the income from production and sale of mushroom can be termed as agricultural income under the Income Tax Act, 1961. National Company Law Tribunal has said that legislative intent behind enacting both the LLP Act, 2008 and the Companies Act, 2013 is to facilitate the ease of doing business and create a desirable business atmosphere for companies and LLPs.